Let's bring in Lene Dunn from MTV. Hello, Lene.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hello.
Where are you today?
I'm actually walking around the Toronto Zoo. It's been like a Toronto month. I've been going back and forth a lot.
I was going to say, yeah, every time you call in now, or I guess the last couple times you've been calling from north of the border.
I smelled something funny.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys are so worth the long-distance phone charges.
Thank you. MTV considers this a good investment. Let's go with it.
Yep.
She is the host of 10 on Top on Saturday mornings when she's not gallivanting around Canada. You taking in any hockey games?
I am. Hi, guys. What's up?
You going to any hockey games right now?
No, not yet. I haven't.
Are you a hockey fan?
Not here. We just watch them on TV a lot. I'm not, but everybody I hang out with here is. I think all of Canada is, minus, like, two people.
Minus two?
That's a stereotype. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Those must be the two Justin Bieber fans.
I mean, like, everybody I know here is. Hmm?
So those two must be the two Justin Bieber fans, one of the great Canadians of all time.
Yeah, they're either hockey fans or Justin Bieber fans.
Yeah, those two don't necessarily intersect very much, I would imagine.
He's a great athlete.
I think Justin Bieber's a hockey fan, so they kind of do.
I don't think hockey fans are fans of Justin Bieber's, though. It's not a two-way street.
He's a great athlete.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good basketball player.
That's true.
He's the second-best basketball player from Canada other than Steve Nash. I got some news.
Who's Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I heard there's news about our old buddy Antoine Dodson. We were fans of Antoine Dodson before Antoine Dodson was cool.
That's funny. Oh, really? I don't believe you.
It's true. What happened?
Oh, that's awesome. Now, he got like five misdemeanors in like one night.
That's a record,
isn't
it?
He got like arrested for speeding. Yeah, he got like a record for speeding and for having weed in his car. And he got like, into big trouble, and he like tweeted about it and everything.
Is it illegal to have weed in your car when you're in Alabama? What else are you supposed to do?
I guess. I don't know.
Was it on 420?
I never had that problem. But yeah, I don't know what the other two were, but he apparently had five misdemeanors.
Failing to appear on a traffic charge, apparently that's serious business over there. Didn't have insurance and speeding.
Yeah, he was having a rough night.
I thought he was getting a chance to do something. Didn't he get a chance to be on, like, TV or something, like doing a reality show or hosting something? Or?
I didn't hear about that one, but I know, like, I don't know, have you guys probably all, like, seen the song or whatever that was, like, remixed?
Yeah, you're talking about the Bed Intruder song.
I heard
the song
he had, like, a reality. Yeah, he's like, hide your wife, hide your kids, and hide your husband, too, because they're just raping everybody.
Yep.
And then, they remixed it for, like, a song. And, there's talks about him having, like, a reality show. I haven't heard anything about that being developed, and I definitely haven't seen his show if it is on air. I don't know what channel they would air it on, but...
Well, I'm assuming if he actually
got a gig...
Yeah, there was talk about it. If he actually got a gig, I'm assuming he would have left Alabama quickly.
This is true.
What's going on with Emma Watson? I'm not a Harry Potter fan. Tell me what's going on with her.
There's, like, rumors and, like, all her people deny it, but that she's being bullied, and that's why she, like, left Brown University. But she says she wants to concentrate on film and other stuff, and, kind of, like, pursue directions that other schools have to offer. So she didn't leave, but, there's rumors that she's because she was, like, probably getting made fun of for being in Harry Potter.
Cyberbully?
Or just herself.
She was being bullied around?
Yeah, cyberbullying. Or just, like, teased around school,
Now, do you guys
mean people need to stop?
Why don't you just cast a spell on those people? Be done with it already.
That's what I'm saying.
Bang.
I'm sure she tried that. I don't know if it worked.
I saw a picture of one of the other dudes from Harry Potter. I saw a picture from one of the other dudes from Harry Potter smoking weed on a hit a bong
on 420.
I don't know when it was, but I'm not familiar enough to know what character he plays. Okay, what else am I going to ask you about? Oh, do you guys have guests on your show on Saturday or not?
No, this one we didn't have a guest. There's a prom episode coming up. I think I'm allowed to say this, that they're finding me a prom date, and I don't know who my prom date's going to be. That will be a guest on the show.
I thought you were married.
I'm going to be a cute boy, huh? Yeah, I am, but I mean, prom date for the show. I mean, who knows? My prom date might be like 16. That's probably weird, too.
Well, that's cool.
I don't know who my prom date's going to be.
Well, is that legal? I guess that's good. It's good to know for when I do get married. Prom date's a fair game.
Yes, Pat, you too can go with a 16-year-old boy. So you got that.
They called me like months ago for like the Emmys. They're like, hey, there's like this 16 or like some super young kid who wants to like go with you, wants you to be his date for like the Emmys.
Go with me.
And I'm like, okay. So I was like gonna go with him. I'm like, Jason, can I go with the 16-year-old with Emmys? He's like, sure. But didn't end up going.
I was watching, what was it on the other day? There was something, this mother had saved all these Starbursts. Did you see this?
Yes, and she made a
dress
out of
it.
She made a prom dress out of the Starburst. She's been saving these Starburst wrappers for all these years, and the daughter actually likes them. And the mom and daughter are both really cute, actually. And she made her purse out of Starburst wrappers and the kids, the kid's vest for the date. The date wore a vest of Starburst.
And the shoes, her shoes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to look at this. It's crazy.
Wow. They were Starburst pumps.
I'm going to Google that later. That is talent.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
yeah, I've seen, like, duct tape ones.
Yeah, duct tape's good. Duct tape's got a million uses. Pat's grandfather was buried with some duct tape.
That's true. Just in case. You never know. Woke up.
Are you serious?
True.
Yeah. Well, that was his favorite thing in the world, and I figured if he woke up, if there's anybody to get out of a casket 6 feet under with a roll of duct tape, it's old Tony Maresci.
Yep. Him and MacGyver.
That's really funny. Wow. Last buried duct tape. I've seen, like, tie-dye duct tape now. There's, like, all different kinds of duct tape.
I've never seen tie-dye duct tape. That would be good. What's Lene, how old are you? Can I ask?
Go to Target. I'm 25.
Okay, it's Al Pacino's birthday. What's your favorite Al Pacino movie?
I don't know. What's your favorite one? I like them all.
Yeah. Well, there's some of the ones. Do you remember, I don't know, if you are you a Gangsta film lover like us? We like Scarface, Godfather. Of course, I was just looking. We forgot he was in when he was the devil.
Yeah, I get scared really easily. My favorite, I'm kind of pathetic. My favorite movies are like all like on the Disney Channel and like Nickelodeon. It doesn't help that I like look 16 too. So I kind of like get scared. I did see Scarface. I think I saw like 3/4 of it. It's not even like that scary, but I like got nightmares. That and Jurassic Park. There's Jimmy in.
Jurassic Park
is definitely
my
favorite.
Jurassic Park's scary, man.
Jurassic Park.
It was on TNT last
night.
Well. it was on that horror. Scary. It was on that horror channel TNT last night.
I think I'm in a horror channel TNT right now.
The horror channel.
Lene, you should watch the entire, watch all of Scarface and get back to us on what you thought of it.
Okay, maybe if I ever go to Little Rock, we can all have a movie marathon and you guys can make me sit through the whole movie. But otherwise, I'm a really big fan of leaving during scary movies or movies that like, I get scared of. People won't probably consider that a scary movie.
Yeah, most of Pacino's movies aren't scary. They're just intense. So.
Yeah, hey, we'll take care of you, Lene.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, have a good time
okay,
in Toronto.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Very good.
Don't feed the animals.
I was going to take one home with me. Which one, though? I don't know which one.
Hippopotamus.
A monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah.
Try to get a hippo in your luggage. See what happens.
I'll try. Okay, I'll try.
See you
I'll bring
later.
One there if I can.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.